Lifetime, the official athletic country club of the Minnesota Vikings, has something for every member of your family. Get your family going today at lifetime.life/kids.
You know, I'm coming back to a system I'm familiar with, an amazing environment, as you see, like, graded across all things. We're pretty much A-plus everywhere, and that goes to show what type of organization it is in Minnesota.
The Hitman, so glad to have him back, to have his leadership back, to have his on-field, off-the-field savvy. There's a lot of things about Harrison that you just can't coach, you just can't teach.
This is the Minnesota Vikings podcast, coming to you from TCO Radio Studios. Guys, we are not on spring break. I feel like the rest of Minnesota is on spring break. They're going to Disney World or Florida or something, and here we are just working.
Going somewhere that doesn't have a 3 in the temperature on the front end. That is the ideal situation right now.
Or a place that isn't ran by museums and the National Hall and the government, like the guy to my left, Mr. Eric Davidson.
Oh, where is this going? Yeah.
Who just came back from D.C. But this is like full in-season mode, I feel like.
Yeah, free agency is just a whole other animal, and it really has taken over our workload over here, because as much as we would like to take those breaks, there are several new faces, several familiar faces returning to the Minnesota Vikings. The last episode that we did of this podcast, we hit on the opening day.
Yeah, the big free agent signings.
So we haven't really talked about a lot of these names that have been coming up over the last few days. So we're going to kind of touch on that, go over the list of what's been going on. But also, we are really excited to have a player return to the podcast. Our guest this week is Minnesota Vikings running back Alexander Mattison.
Woo! Woo woo! Yeah, baby. No, I'm really happy about that one, because he's somebody that, as basically after he got drafted, he came in and everyone's like, what's his role going to be? You know, Delvin's the guy. What's he going to do? And he was always a guy that I think turned into a fan favorite because of the effort and everything he put into it, let alone hurdling guys out on the field. So getting a guy who's young, athletic, and, you know, jumping onto his second contract here back in the squad is really exciting, just to see a guy like Alexander return and be able to do some more damage here for the next couple of years.
Yeah, he's one of my personal favorites, just human beings, just his story, his family. And the fact that he gets his second contract, couldn't be more happy for him. But what he does on the field when he gets the opportunity, he's a starting running back in the NFL. And Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and this front office see something in him. And I'm excited to have him back, but more importantly, have him on today.
Yes, I cannot wait for him to call in. I really, honestly, every time I hear his name, there are two things that pop into my head. None of them football related, FYI.
No, what you want to say is he does wear number 2.
right. No, the first one is, if you're an Alexander Hamilton fan or a Hamilton fan, whenever I hear the Alexander Hamilton,
yep, it's one of my favorites.
His name is Alexander Mattison. I just it always just pops into my head. That's number 1, first and foremost. Number 2, when he did the rapping on the Christmas content we had, where it was like skull. Gang, skull, like gangs.
Was this in the locker room?
Yeah, no, it was one of the Friday challenges. Okay. And they were given and you should definitely go do the deep dive on YouTube if you haven't.
Okay.
Where they were given these beats.
Yep.
And they just laid down bars on these beats.
This is such a...
About Christmas. They were Christmas rap songs.
This is such an Alex Worley production.
Yeah, shout out Alex Worley. I mean, I used it in some of my content, as an intro, because it was just Christmas themed. I mean, we know that he has a background in music, that's his side passion besides football. He loves it, and he has that talent. So it was good to see him marry the two together.
You got to see the personality coming out.
I love it.
And that's the best part about
those. That's my 2 favorites.
Those Friday challenges that I like.
Yeah.
Is just to see how different people react. There's other guys that'll walk up, look at it, and go nope, and walk out the room. Mm-hmm. There's other people.
Hunter.
Yeah, and there's other people they look at it and get a giant smile on their face and how much fun can we have with this? He's a guy that likes to have fun.
Yeah,
with
one of my favorite practice squad players, Perry Nickerson, held down the mic in that room for the rap challenge for a solid 15 minutes by himself and just went all in. And I was like, this is what I like to see.
Yeah, I think Perry has ties to Lil Wayne.
And I wouldn't be surprised he's from Algiers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, those Friday challenges are always
so good. Great. Can't wait till they're back.
Yeah, I mean, it's very weird. Which I think that's the reason why fans love it.
And they gravitate towards them.
It's man, this is different, and no other team is doing it. And I applaud Alex Rowley for doing stuff like that.
But they are doing that.
But not to the extent of how Alex
because
is doing it.
Because they're copying him.
Yeah.
They're all copying
him. Sounds
like
the NFL.
That's okay.
I know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, if you haven't checked out Vikings content recently, I suggest you go to Vikings.com or the Vikings YouTube page because there have been a lot of things going on in the last week, whether that was one-on-one interviews with our new free agents or the newest segment that Gabe, Pete, and I did where we discussed the free agency moves so far and in more in depth, I would say. It's nice to get you guys' insight on these names that are popping in. But before we talk about who's in, let's talk about a name who has made a huge impact on our organization, who is now Carolina Panther, and that's Adam Thielen. I think everyone agreed it was sad to see him go, but happy to see him with a 3-year deal with another team, Jay.
Yeah, prior to the last episode, we were trying to figure out he was one of the last big names that we just didn't know what was going to happen. You know, he's talked about for a while when it came to this time of year, being able to advocate for himself and think he could be a contributor at a different team. And to see him get a 3-year deal at the Panthers for $25 million, at least that was the agreed upon for the deal. You know, a place like Carolina that just traded DJ Moore to Chicago, they were looking for a primary receiver. And, you know, looking at a guy like Adam, who has as many years as he does, been a 2-time Pro Bowler, I think Adam might be a perfect fit there, at least from a veteran standpoint and a production standpoint, given what they've just given up in DJ Moore in order to obtain that number one overall pick.
Yeah. 3 years, $25 million, $8 million a year. I think that's probably the most he would have gotten in free agency this year. So for Adam, maximizing his value with the team that is trying to get over that hump, we'll probably sign a rookie quarterback. C.J. Stroud is the guy that Mel Kiper says is going to the Panthers number one overall. So it'll be interesting to see how Adam threshes with a guy like C.J. Stroud or whoever the rookie quarterback they're going to bring in is going to be. But the first thing that came to mind for me was Bojangles.
He probably doesn't know what that is.
Oh, it's going to change his life.
He probably has no idea.
There's no Bojangles in the state of Minnesota, and I put any kind of money that Adam Thielen will try to open up the first franchise in Minnesota.
Well, he's never lived anywhere else before, has he?
No, he has a summer house in winter house in Orlando. So
yeah, that's true.
The best thing for me was seeing that they already had, you know, the kids and the family and everybody there, and they're doing all the posing and the kids are having fun. I think as long as, you know, they welcome him and his family in and are able to get kind of integrated and everything.
Sure.
I think Adam's one of those guys that's going to be able to thrive wherever. He's competitive at the same point. You know, he's, as he's shown here, a really solid guy. And I think he's somebody who's going to fit into the community well there as well.
I must say it was kind of depressing. I was driving down I-35 towards the Twin Cities, where I guess towards U.S. Bank this past weekend. And there were like all these billboards that said, "Thank you, Adam."
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Like we really lost a legend here. So while as excited we all are for Adam, like it is kind of like bittersweet because it'll be weird seeing him not in purple or not in the state of Minnesota. So good luck to him, though, and his family.
For sure. We are going to miss him. He was always a really good person to talk to, whether it was a win or a loss. Always open to doing our content and being just an overall team player, not just for the organization, but on our side of things with the marketing side and the business side as well. So definitely going to miss him and all of his community efforts as well. Agreed to terms is a popular term or phrase we've been using a lot for these new guys or these guys that we're bringing back. A couple of those names: defensive lineman Jonathan Bullard, offensive lineman Oli Udo, offensive lineman Austin Schlottman, kicker Greg Joseph, and long snapper Andrew DePaula. Out of those guys, Jay, you got a favorite in there that you're excited to see come back?
Actually,
you can't say all.
No, I'm not going to say all. Actually, I'm really excited to see a guy like Oli come back because of something we talked about last week, adding depth in certain positions. You know, between Oli and then seeing Schlottman as well come back, there's a feeling there that the offensive line room feels like continuity and in knowing what they have in some of these players, getting these guys back in that, you know, stepped in at big moments when there were some injuries that happened this past season. So I am excited to see Oli come back just because it feels like then he definitely showed something this past season that makes them feel like, you know, he's worth bringing him back in. And I'm happy to see a guy like Oli who knows the system, knows what's going on. I want to see if he can grow again this season coming up here. So I was happy to see him actually come back and resign.
I said Alexander Mattison on our free agency show. That's on Vikings.com and our YouTube page. And I gave reasons why there. So go check that out. So I'm going to go with another guy and Jonathan Bullard. We didn't really get to see much of him last year, one, because he was injured, and two, because he was behind Dalvin Tomlinson. So for him to be back in purple and kind of have another opportunity to prove why he is the guy that the Chicago Bears drafted early on in 2016, I'm excited to see what that can mean for this Minnesota Vikings defense. Physical presence, a really good locker room guy, but haven't really seen him on the field. So excited to see what his offseason and training camp will look like.
Yeah, totally agree with that one. Love seeing him. I know he had some flashes definitely during the preseason as well. I remember one of those early on games trying to get locker room interviews. He had a really good preseason contest, and I'm excited to see where he can go in this new defensive front. For me, I think it's because I like you, Gabe. I said it was good to see Greg and Andrew back for the special teams unit this year. I'll go with someone different just to round out this beautiful list. And I will say Austin Schlotman, and only because, like you said, Jay, depth is so important. And I think we saw last season with Garrett Bradbury out how that center position was such an integral part in how this offense functioned. And you saw Schlotman coming off of, getting injured, and that really kind of hurt the team there for a while. And so I think him back off of injury, we've seen him around the facility. He's been hard at work in the rehab, and I think that that's exciting to, again, not only do you have the continuity of the starters on the offensive line, but now you have continuity in depth.
And I think that also helps coming up with the draft, trying to address, what are our needs at this point. Everyone always talks about best player available. We had talked last week again, the idea of depth and trying to figure out in some of these positions. If you have guys that are veterans, especially in positions like offense and defensive line, which they've shown here between Bullard, Udo, and Schlotman, I just feel like retaining those guys because they do feel like they do fit in the system, that's a big deal, because then it means you don't have to turn around and utilize some sort of draft capital to replace a player like that. So I think we've all, nailed on three different players here that are all promise and to see what they could become, because to be honest with you, any of those three guys could potentially turn into a starter, especially if they make a giant jump. So it's great to bring them back in and see what they can do with this coaching staff here in the second season.
All right. Well, totally excited about these guys coming back, and I'm really excited about these new names as well. We've got defensive lineman Dean Lowry in the building, and the latest free agent name to pop up on the radar is linebacker Troy Reader. He is a guy who spent two of his three seasons with Kevin O'Connell at the Rams, and you kind of saw the writing on the wall when Eric Kendricks was no longer with the team, when they released him, that they were going to be needing a little bit of depth at linebacker, especially some experience. So it's good to see Reader walk into the door. What do you think, Gabe?
I like this move a lot. Troy Reader, you look at his stats, he got better his first 3 years, 58 tackles year one, 81 year two. And then the Super Bowl year, I believe he was top two or top three in tackles with 91 tackles on that LA Rams team. When you look at him going to the Chargers last year, I believe he was more of a special teams role. So that kind of mitigated what he could do on the defensive side of the ball. What that means with this Minnesota Vikings team, I have no idea.
I guess we'll have to wait and see, right?
I have
right?
no idea. I think he, at the least, he would be a good special teams player and provide some much-needed depth at that linebacker position.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is then it also shows his flexibility.
Yeah.
And that, one of the things that we've actually done special teams-wise here is we've always used our linebackers in some sort of a special teams, whether it's, punt coverage, kick coverage style. We'd like to use those kind of athletic guys in that way. So if he's got both experience live action and playing in games, and then also doing special teams, it seems like a guy who's versatile and would be a good fit on this Vikings team in both positions.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just the fact that he is a healthy guy. He comes in here having played in every game last year. That is such a big selling point, is your availability.
Hasn't missed a game in his career.
That's pretty impressive. That was very, very impressive. Well, moving on to the next couple of names we were going to talk about, making this all possible for us to be a little bit wheeling and dealing and figuring out who we can sign and not sign, it's important to restructure those big contracts. And we saw Kirk Cousins and Harrison Smith restructure. Great to see these two guys coming back. And I think the main point, especially from the defensive side of things, was with it felt like the old guard was leaving there for a while with Dalvin Tomlinson and Eric Kendricks and Patrick Peterson. You had these guys who were such vocal leaders leaving the team. Now you get to keep someone like Harrison Smith. How big do you think that could be, Jay?
I think the thing about Harrison is he's always been known as the field general, especially on the back end. And the thing that excites me like crazy is knowing how Brian Flores likes to play defense. Having a guy like Harrison Smith who can be a roamer, who can be an attacker, who can also cover and just understand that his background and being able to recognize and be able to pick up on different kinds of styles and defenses, I think he's a guy even in, towards the back end of his career who is going to be another have another big splash moment playing in this kind of a defense because it feels like this is fit for his tenacity and aggression. So I am excited to see Harrison come back knowing what he's meant to this organization and how he still seems to be able to play at this point in his career.
The Hitman, so glad to have him back. I'm sure if he would have went to any other team or requested a trade from this Minnesota Vikings team this offseason, probably would have got more money than what he is making right now or even the previous contract that he was under before he restructured. So to have his leadership back, to have his just on-field, off-the-field savvy, there's a lot of things about Harrison that you just can't coach. You just can't teach. Only experience does that. So, of course, he's going to be the oldest guy on defense. I think he's been that guy for a while now. So to have just another resource for these young guys, like I'm just excited to see what year number probably, I'm just going to say year 25 for Harrison Smith looks like here in purple because I feel like he's been here forever.
So he'll beat Tom Brady.
Yeah. He'll basically be the Kareem of football.
Tom Brady.
The Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of football.
There we go. And we also have returned, we restricted free agent rights on Ben Ellefson, the tight end, Minnesota born and bred, and outside linebacker Kenny Willekes. Two young guys that I think this coaching staff wants to have as depth options and kind of develop within the system.
I think there's a reason why the Minnesota Vikings brought Kenny Willekes back so early. Didn't play all
and
of last year.
What is that reason, Gabe?
He is very, 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 very explosive.
Yes.
And he is very, very young, very raw. I'm trying to find a great word to use outside of just saying a dog.
He's kind of like a live wire.
Yeah, he has that X factor, like you don't know
what you're going to get from him, kind of like twitch to him.
Yeah, I mean, he has a lot of motivation. Just being a guy that was, I guess, walked onto Michigan State, then won the best, I can't think of the award right now, but won an award for best defensive lineman in the country his senior year, then coming in, making some splash plays the last couple of years, at least preseason last year to now. I believe he was like one of the like highest priority guys that the Vikings wanted to bring back. So I'm excited to see, you know, what he can do if he stays healthy.
You know, he lost a season due to injury. And I think a guy like him who's been rehabbing and trying to get back on the field as much as he can. And like we were all just talking about all the adjectives of what his motivation and style of play is. He's a guy you feel like he's going to be shot out of a cannon this year when he finally gets his opportunity get back out on the field. And I think it was great to see a guy like Kenny come back because we feel like we've barely scratched the surface of what his potential is. And it'll be fun to see him back on that field.
I feel like a lot of these names that we're hearing, the outside linebackers, some of these defensive linemen who are young and maybe not as proven, we're just kind of waiting to see what's next for them. Like there could be a lot of guys that make significant contributions that we're not really talking so much about right now because of the way that this roster is structured.
Well, I think that the bigger question mark is you would typically say, here's how we play defense. Here's how they would slot in. Here's where we could see them producing. Now with the new potential new defense coming in, they have an idea of what they would like to do and what kind of players they think will fit there. So that's where you're seeing kind of the younger, the athletic, the playmaker type guys that are either getting re-signed, restructured, or brought in from, you know, quote unquote off the street. That's the kind of player that they're looking for. And what you're seeing is us going from one of the older defensive teams to one of the younger at this point. And so that's why, you know, keeping a guy like Harrison Smith is so important because you have a veteran leader in that room, especially defensively. But on the flip side, those younger guys are going to be hungry, and it's going to be really fun actually to watch competition in that linebacker group just to see who jumps out and stands out to play on let alone preseason, but every single Sunday.
For sure. And I'm not sure I know your feelings on this Vikings free agency so far, but according to gambling.com, Vikings fans are the most disgruntled fan base after free agency. So apparently the experts, quote unquote experts, went out there and scoured the social media sphere, and they said, you know, 9% of Vikings posts on Facebook were negative, 37.5% or 0.2% of posts on Twitter were negative, and 14.7% of Vikings posts on Reddit were negative.
Shocking.
I mean, it's a 20% negativity rate, which to me, I'm like, oh, cool. That's not that bad.
I think it all comes down to
who are you.
But that's the thing. It all comes down to who are you looking at? Because when you go to like PFF, people put a lot of stock into Pro Football Focus. They gave us an A- so far. Yeah. So like, it just kind of depends what group wants.
Everything's subjective, right?
Exactly. That's like, depends on who really wants to do the evaluation and who really cares. I just think so much of free agency is what splash move are you making? And, you know, what giant free agent are you signing for a ton of dollars? And, you know, we've talked about this weekly for a chunk of time now. If you're not going to be making huge name signing splash plays, then everyone's going to go, what are we doing? We're not signing anybody. And it's just like, guys, it's a supplement through free agency, and then you got to hit the draft.
I bet that they gave A+ Russell Wilson to the Broncos. And
look what
happened.
Sure.
You know, so you just never know.
Big name splash plays.
Just never know.
But, I mean, people probably looked at Russ as like a year two guy, year two system, and he'll figure it out. But I'm sure most of our fan base is happy about a guy in Alexander Mattison. I'm sure the 60 or whatever, 50% reviews were positive in his favor. So I'm excited to see what he can do for this Minnesota Vikings team.
Well, and if you thought Gabe was crafty, you didn't see that TF coming, did you? We're going to bring Alexander Mattison into the show right now. Joining us now on the Minnesota Vikings podcast is Vikings running back Alexander Mattison, fresh off that new deal feel. How does it feel?
Oh, man, it feels amazing. It feels great. It really is a true blessing, but it's also just a great feeling just to be back. I wouldn't want to play anywhere else, so I'm glad that I'm able to come back. And, you know, it's just an amazing feeling. I know we have the best locker room. The guys in there are just amazing. The best team as far as, you know, staff goes. I mean, look who I'm on right now. You know, our amazing staff and everybody. So I'm just extremely excited to be back.
We're excited to have you back, and I'm sure, you know, it had to be a process for you just being that it was your first time dealing with free agency. You always hear different stories from different players that deal with it. But for you, how much was familiarity a common factor when it came to ultimately being back with the Vikings?
I mean, yeah, free agency, I tell you, it feels like you're getting drafted all over again. And except this time you can kind of gauge, you know, who's interested and who's offering what. But I think definitely that played a role. Not only that, but the respect factor behind the offer that they made was just something that, you know, I understood and knew, you know, they actually really want me there. They actually care about me and me as a person, me as a player. And so that really weighed in heavy on there. And then just, yeah, like you said, that familiarity is ultimately one of the best things about, you know, making that decision, was just knowing that, you know, I'm coming back to a system I'm familiar with, an amazing environment, as you see, like graded across all things, we're pretty much A+ everywhere. And that goes to show what type of organization it is in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a crazy time to know that you're in this free agency, like frenzy everyone keeps talking about. How were you able to navigate that process, and what did it look like for you on like a day-to-day basis?
Well, I tried to stay pretty much oblivious to things, just to, you know, not stress out or anything, just leading up to the week before, talking to my agent. You know, he was at the draft and the combine, excuse me, and they were able to, you know, talk to teams and meet with all the teams. So that pretty much was like the start of the process of like who's interested and getting to know that. But I just tried to stay as oblivious as I could as far as, you know, stress levels and everything, just waiting. And then when things just kicked off, I started getting going, you know, talking to my agent pretty much like 3 times a day, 4 times a day, starting the 13th all the way through the 15th. So like, that part of it was like, man, okay, what are they? They're saying this. Okay, they're saying that. Okay, this team is, you know. And then when stuff starts to get moving, then you start to see, you know, who's playing their cards and everything. It's pretty much a whole scheme. Like, have you ever seen the movie Draft Day?
No, I haven't, unfortunately, man. Not, but it's on my list now. Now it's on my list.
Yeah, now I have to watch it.
You got to check it out. It kind of gives you a background inside of like the frenzy of like Draft Day. And that's kind of like a similar feel with like free agency, because they just kind of hit up your agent like, hey, what do you sign for this much? Is he interested in this team or that team? I heard this, I heard that. And there's just like a whole bunch of different things going on. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was a good, stressful 3-4 days there.
Wow. I mean, it kind of sounds like signing day too in like college. Like you have all these teams that offer you a scholarship, and then ultimately you have to figure out, all right, which school is best for me? Were there any similarities to college recruiting when it came to this free agency process? No is always an honest answer too.
Not really. It was a lot dealing. You know, the teams are going through. Basically, if it was like college recruiting, but like they went straight to my dad or something, then maybe it would be similar. But yeah, it was pretty much just like my agent hit me like, hey, this is, you know.
Yeah. And it really was, I think, more than anything, a kind of a crazy running back market this season as well, like this off season as well. You saw franchise tags, you saw a little bit of, you know, you still see moves that are potentially set to be made. I mean, what do you make of the timing of it all, and knowing that you could come back to Minnesota considering what was going on with other running backs around the league and other situations?
Yeah, that was a part of, you know, just understanding where my options were, understanding where our, you know, my best fit was. I was just kind of waiting it out a little bit and seeing, not jumping on like the first off or anything like that, but understanding that there are these backs that need to come off the board too. You know, the backs that got to set the market, all those things. So, you know, you're seeing all these other backs that got franchise tagged. What does that mean for me? And this back just took a 1-year deal. What does that mean for me? So, like, you know, playing that game and understanding that game was a little bit of a stress ball as well. But yeah, just seeing, you know, the teams that were interested, and then they sign it back, and it's like, okay, that team's out. Okay, that team's out. And then, you know, just kind of coming down to it and seeing, you know, who's taking what deal and where I fit best. I'm glad that ultimately the Vikings, you know, they showed the most respect, and definitely made me feel good about, you know, coming back to a place where I'm wanted.
Well, Deuce, the last time we saw you was playoff wild card game after the Giants loss, and then this is the first time we're hearing from you since then. What's that process been like in between, I guess, excluding the past couple of weeks with free agency?
A lot of mind and body therapy as far as, you know, just trying to get refreshed. You know, coming off of that, I had to make sure, you know, get my body right, let my body heal up, do a lot of breathing, meditation, stretch work, and I committed to only hooping and hitting the sauna until after the Super Bowl. So I was kind of getting my cardio, you know, in a fun way, and just kind of just separating myself from, you know, that deep grind that we go through, especially, you know, with the 17-game season and playoffs. I just had to make sure that I got my mind right, got my body right before I hit the ground running with some training. But other than that, you know, it was still with a whole bunch of daddy duties.
Oh, I bet.
You know, that, yeah, so I've been loving that time. Been doing a little bit of stuff with my brand, been doing some stuff with doing it. I'm trying to write a children's book. I'm trying to figure out
how
to put the pieces together with that.
Wow.
So hopefully that'll be maybe in the works and published by season. So we'll see.
Wow.
Dang.
I had a whole nother question for you, but don't mind that. I was about to ask you, did you say hooping? Did you say hooping when you said that? When you started it off?
Yeah, I've been playing basketball and getting some cardio in that way.
All right, let's be honest here, man. You're a running back. Running backs are terrible at basketball. Like, is it competitive basketball or are you just getting shots up?
No, it's more of just like, you know, we go run it in 24. You know, we might be on for a couple games. I got the right people with me.
Got team player.
I just get boards and hit an occasional three and pass the ball, you know.
Nice. Yeah, so back to this children's book. This is really cool. I obviously, being a new dad, you probably, that's where the inspiration comes from. But what made you actually, like, put that into works? Like, okay, I really want to do this. This is something that I need to do.
Well, honestly, it's something that I started to do after my rookie year. And it kind of got put on hold. I started that. I came back home for the off season, and I was staying down in Carson training at Exos, and I was just in the Airbnb by myself. And, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start writing a children's book, because it was just something, I don't know why, honestly. It was easier than writing like a whole novel.
A memoir.
And it was something that, you know, I love giving back. I think our youth is something that's extremely important. Their minds, extremely important. So the message behind my children's book is a lot of deep subliminal messages within it, but overcoming adversity, discipline, you know, all the things that, you know, striving, chasing your dreams, and all the things that the qualities that you would need to succeed in life, they're going to be embedded in that children's book one way or another. So that's kind of where the inspiration started. And then just got put on hold, you know, COVID hit. Then I started going back to school. I did that for the past, what year was that? My second and third year. So, you know, it kind of just got put on hold. You know, I was loading up in classes in the summer, and then I was taking classes during training camp. So, and then during the season, it was grind time. And so I finally am getting back to it, and got the ball rolling. And yeah, it should be a great turnout if I can get it right.
Going to need you to send us a copy here.
Are you doing the illustrations?
No, I'm on the edge. See, now that's where I'm on the edge.
Okay.
I've got pretty much a good amount of like the whole scripted and the writing done. But now I'm like, okay, am I starting to do some illustration and then send it to someone to perfect? Or do I just go straight for the, see if somebody else can perfect my vision type of deal?
I didn't know you had it in you though, the artist.
Yeah. I draw up all my cleats. If you look at all the designs and stuff, I draw them up with my hand, and then
that's so cool.
She just goes to work on them.
Man,
nice.
What is the motivation? Just, I know you said the inspiration, but like, what is the motivation to like continue a kid's book like during that time?
It's something that I set my mind to do. Okay. It's a goal that I had. And, you know, once I do that, once I get to talking to myself, once I get to planning something, I got to follow through. You know, whether it was, you know, following through that summer, following through the next summer, or following through now, after I finally am, you know, had that extra motivation and looking at my daughter every day to, like, you know, get this thing done, get this goal that you have, put that in the archive. So that's something that really for me is just the driving force in a lot of things that I do. Once I put my mind to something, once I start something, I have to finish. And I think that's one of the lessons that, you know, I'm trying to make sure I spread and carry out to like this. These kids nowadays have to understand that, you know, you have a dream and aspiration, you have a goal, you have something you're striving for. Never give up on that. And, you know, no matter how long it takes, you can accomplish whatever you set out to accomplish.
I love it.
And this is why we needed to bring Alexander Madison back into the fold, because he is multi-talented, multifaceted, just an all-around good guy.
He plays
to
running
have
back
in the
too.
Locker room. Oh yeah, he is good at football. Forgot about that part. Thank you so much, Alex, for calling into the podcast today. We're so excited to see you very soon. Enjoy the rest of your off season, and Skol Vikings, I guess, is due, right?
Yes, it is. Skol Vikings. I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much. Again, such a big thank you to Alexander Madison for giving us some of his time during this offseason to talk to us, and the mindset. I just find what he just went through so fascinating, because I couldn't even imagine just sitting around waiting for the phone call, waiting for the day, seeing the breaking news and watching it from that vantage point.
Yeah, it feels good to be wanted. That's kind of what I got out of it. Mm-hmm. Is when you go through that process, at least someone wants you to be on their team. So clearly he has a lot of motivations that kind of kept him busy through that process. But Alexander Madison, one of the best human beings you ever find.
Easily.
I know it's always nerve-wracking whenever you're just trying to find a job in general, waiting by the phone, waiting for a phone call.
Yes.
Let alone your agent calling to say, here's where your new life will be. So
football players are just like us, Jay.
Yeah,
just
a little different. But the idea for him of, sure, you know, waiting to see officially where it's going to be, you know, sounds like he's happy to be back in Minnesota. And so just to be able to have that continuity for he and his family, too, it's great to see him be able to come back as a Minnesota Viking.
100%. We are all so excited to have him back and seeing where he can help the running back room go in 2023. Speaking of 2023, the draft is only about a month away, which is just crazy to say out loud. Just recently, I think like yesterday, NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah released his mock draft 3.0. So this is the third one that he's done. And, you know, something a little bit interesting. They're changed on his mock drafts from since free agency. And right now, with the 23rd pick in the 2023 NFL draft, Daniel Jeremiah has the Minnesota Vikings choosing quarterback out of Tennessee, Hendon Hooker. Thoughts, feelings?
That's my feeling.
Oh, okay. That's good. That sounds, that looked more like an emoji, I think, or something. I feel like, what is the emoji you're feeling right now? Mine is the hand on the chin, wondering up, looking up at the ceiling.
Mine's the two hands in the air going, I have no idea what's going on.
I get it. Like, I get it.
He was a Heisman front runner.
Yeah.
He was, you know.
I don't know. I feel like he was, to your point, objectively.
You know, he knows Christian Darrisaw pretty well. They played at Virginia Tech together. Right. So they have that connection. Not that they're going to solely go off of that.
Right. I think it may be a bit of a reach to go Hendon Hooker. That's just my opinion. But Daniel Jeremiah, he does this for a living, so
he does.
Can't wait till 4.0 comes out.
I was going to say, I always look forward to these to see how much it changes from 1.0 until literally draft night, and you're just, the whole idea, if they hit 50% of them correctly for the first round, they're seen as a draft expert. Yeah. So it's always interesting to me just to see how much this stuff changes. The organization's going to be interesting to see what they deem as first round pick worthy. So to have the Michael Jordan pick here, at 23, it'll be interesting to see what the Vikings go
in the year of 23.
That is correct.
23. Well, if you want to get some more Vikings content and you want to hear about mock drafts and you want to hear about cap issues or you want to hear about free agents, be sure to go to Vikings.com. Those videos will be uploaded in the next few days. We have a couple of one-on-ones with some of PFF's finest. Pete's Film Rooms and the latest Vikings are coming soon. Those will be dropping in a few short days, as well as the owners' meetings next week, which I know, Gabe, you are headed to.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to get some insight into what they're talking about behind closed doors, maybe.
Yeah, like next week is like the week off for everyone in the NFL. So
except the owners.
Except for the owners. So like scouts, coaches, they'll all get a break. So to be able to, you know, talk to KO and Kwesi and I think at this point, Mark Wolf, it'll be good just to see like their thoughts on what this team could be in 2023. So stay tuned.
Yep. Lot coming your way. It's only the off season in theory.
The thing about the owners meetings that's always I always love is the fact that
the rules.
You end up getting rule changes, whatever those turn into. Yeah. There's a lot of scuttlebutt out there that, you know, Goodell might get a new contract from the owners.
Scuttlebutt. How many times has that been on a podcast before?
And then, you know, just the idea of, again, what's going to happen, again, rumors wise with the Commanders and stuff. So like there's always something going on at the owners meeting.
Drama.
So we'll see what kind of comes out for the league during that week.
I think that's what I love most about owners meetings, because I'm like a nerd when it comes to stuff like that. So like just hearing the conversations and just seeing, you know, how people move out there. It's always like the highlight of the year for me. So, this will be fun. This will be fun.
Especially
because I think there are like 17.
It's warm. Way to rub it in.
You'll be out in LA like the week afterwards.
That's true.
So you'll
true.
And then Eric just came back from DC. I started the podcast off with that. So Eric's just starting the. Well, Jay was in Vegas 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
so.
But it wasn't
I was
warm,
in New Orleans. We're all just going to warm areas. The warmer, the better.
That is correct.
Yeah. But yeah, stay tuned. Vikings.com.
Vikings.com, Vikings on YouTube, the app. If you haven't done that already, I would do that. You can listen to this on all of your favorite podcasting channels. We appreciate you listening. Thank you again to Alexander Madison for joining us this week. And we will have more for you online and on this podcast next week. Whoa, Gabe. Just kidding.
That's how you end a podcast.
That is. He just dropped his charger.
Went to drop the mic, but the charger hit it.
Yes.
We out.